So are there any standout moments from the early years, those sort of years?
I do remember when we must have been in Pontypridd when we were in the first stages of rehearsals and Forenza walked in for the first time, and I kind of heard about her, but not really. I had had a few moments with her, with Sian, as she'd done the Barry Docks, and I was blown away by the work that she'd done. And then she walked into this room, into the tent, and she'd asked us all to climb. She'd come up with this idea of the City of Angels, and we were all crying at the bottom of the rope, saying, "We're never going to be able to do this." She wanted us to have these coats on and do this whole routine, and there was eight of us all round in a circle, and half of us couldn't even climb a rope, and we were all going, "This, we're never going to be able to do this." And she just said, "It has to happen. This is going to happen. You are going to do this, whether you like it or not. You are going to do this." And 6 weeks later, there we were, all doing City of Angels, looking down at the audience in these black coats, thinking, "I can't believe this. I can't believe we've actually achieved it." Gone from not being able to climb a rope to climbing a rope, and having an audience there looking up at us like we're professional performers, and actually we weren't. We were just trainees. It was quite a moment of achievement, really. Yeah. And that's what she's like. If she wants something to happen, she'll make it happen, whether you believe it or not. And she does. She makes you believe in yourself. And that's one thing that she did do over the years, particularly with me and lots of other people as well, because I ended up training Cloud Swing. And we were all training different disciplines that we quite like to try throughout with Lynn Ledge. And I was training Cloud, and I can't remember for some reason why the Cloud, or who was doing the Cloud.
Can you just explain what that is?
The Cloud Swing, big rope that swings back and forth. And the best thing about it is that the throw out is where you wrap the rope around the bottom of your feet and you jump out like a bungee almost, and you just keep jumping out and coming back up. Yeah, very exhilarating to do that. It's kind of like freedom with the safety on. and she just came in one day and they said that they had to have the Cloud in the show, and they didn't have anyone. They couldn't find anyone to do it. And she just came in and she says, "Well, it has to be Ree then." And I was just like, I hadn't been training it that long. I certainly wasn't a professional, that was for sure. And she just said, "No, it has to be Ree. That's it. You're doing a solo in the show, so you better get training." But I did it. I did it. And what an opportunity to be given. I felt so lucky. Not everybody got an opportunity like that. And everything with me happened really, really fast, and then it kind of ended. And then I went and did something else. So it was kind of like, "I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this." And then I went off and did something else. So, yeah, it didn't. I think I did 5 years all in all. So probably
from Immortal.
Through Immortal.
Through Immortal, then another.
Through Immortal, and I carried on designing. I've always designed. I've always done the costumes and made the costumes and made sure that that people know what they're doing and organise the makers and the assistants, and yeah, I've always done that. And the performing I did alongside it as well. So did the two together. And I look back now and I think, how the hell did I do that? Because now I just design and do the making, and that's fine. But, I was training, and I honestly don't know how I did it.
How's it done now? Are people interviewed for jobs and they're taken on?
Yeah, they...
the skills?
So we've got... So I usually bring on the wardrobe lady, or the boy, we had Oscar for a couple of years. He was a graduate from Welsh College. But the costume kind of group of people, they sort of get filtered to me, and then I'll vet them, and then I'll send them wherever they need to go. And Ali as well at Welsh College, we went to college together. She's wardrobe mistress at Welsh College. So if she thinks that the students that come in through are really excited by circus, she'll send them my way and then I'll take them on and they'll spend a few years with me and then they'll move on to something else.
So you haven't got anything formal? There's no formal like traineeships or anything like that? It's more
informal. Not really, but what tends to happen is like Rika, for example, she contacted me last year, the year before, she'd done an MA at Welsh College and she'd said to Ali, I really, really want to work with No Fit State. And Ali was like, well, I'll put you in touch. So she put me in touch with Rika and she was amazing. So for me, that was great because not everybody wants to work for the circus and not everybody wants to work in that environment. So it's got to be the right person, otherwise they won't last. She came, she was brilliant, and she was a student, so I didn't pay her for the first year, and then the following year I just employed her, because as far as I was concerned, she was as good as anybody else out there, and she'd already had the experience the year before of working in that environment, and she loved it. So that's the most important thing, isn't it, is that you have to want to do it, otherwise there's no point, you know.
So would you say working for No Fit State, is it the type of shows they do, the ambition of the shows, the fact that the costumes have to work with everything they're doing, the fact they tour a lot?
Yeah.
What are the major things that affect a costumer, as it were?
Well, the biggest issue for us is the wear and tear of the equipment. So the rope just eats the costumes. And the problem with Forenza is that, well, it's not a problem, it's just the requirements that she has to have to have that vision is mostly normal everyday clothes with a bit of a twist. So they're not made for circus as such. You have to kind of find these things that she likes and then take them apart and then put them back together in a really strong way with all the things that are for circus, so lycras and stretchy things and extra padded behind for, you know, on the backs of the knees for rope and everybody has a certain requirement. So like she wants all the boys in black suits and they just got to look like they're in normal black suits. And you can't make a normal black suit because that wouldn't be acceptable, because she's seen them a slim fit suit in a certain shop and that's what she's got to have. So you have to take the suits as they are, show them to her, she says yes, and then they come back into the wardrobe and then we take the arms off and then we undo them at the side and put the lycra in there and put the lycra under the arm so that they can actually lift their arms up without them breaking, and put little attachments at the back so they're attached to their trousers, and you know, it's just endless, and it's so much work to look at the costumes and people come in and go, oh, they're just in a black suit, you know, and you're like, you have no idea.
So looking back at, do you know how many shows you've sort of done for No Fit State now?
I've done all the Immortals, all the Taboo. What came after Taboo? Labyrinth, Bianco, and then alongside the big touring shows, I've done Open House, Park Life. And Park Life and Open House was nice because I was pregnant at the time, so Sean came back in to do maternity cover, and he was the only person that could have done that because the show was so complex for the costumes, because we had a massive like dressing up box for dressing community and people like that turned up I was so glad when I rang him up and he said, yeah, I'll come and do it. So then Sean kind of took over and did Barricade. So Sean was doing Barricade. So he came back from Cornwall to do that while I was doing, I think, was it Taboo or maybe might have been Bianco? I can't remember. And then I did Park Life, and then he did a bit of Park Life, and then he did Open House, and then I did a bit of Open House. And Shozan as well. So it was quite nice. We've sort of played bat and ball a little bit. But he doesn't want to do it full time. He's quite happy in Cornwall just doing a bit now and again. And because I was based in Cardiff, it made sense for me to be here doing the shows all the time. So
So do you actually, just from either from a performer point of view or making a costume and all that side of things, a favourite show so far?
They're all kind of favourites in different ways, I suppose. I mean, Immortal would be my favourite because it was the beginning and it was a very different kind of show to what Bianco is now. It's, you know, it was quite dark, it was quite smelly because the costumes weren't washed very often. So, yeah, and I was in the show, so that was a different experience as well. And blood, sweat and tears happened quite a lot during those years.
Really? Like what?
Well, I used to bleed on the cloud swing constantly, and the backs of my legs were just... I used to wear these elastic bands around my knees, and I just used to have scabs on the backs of my knees all the time, and my calluses on my hands, and all the things that you get from climbing ropes, really. And lots of tears of not quite making your trick and having to do it again and again and again until you get the tricks and, you know, I'll never be good enough, all of that kind of performer drama. Yeah, I went through all of that. And then I decided I just want to be a designer, you know, because it's just easier and I've got kids now. So I loved Taboo because I loved the flying rig in it. The flying rig was my favourite part of the show because it was really funny and it was a really light part of the show. And I loved Marcella. I thought she was brilliant. Well, the whole flying team were brilliant, AD, and yeah, it was definitely one of my favourites, and I really missed that in Bianco as the flying rig. I like Bianco because from a design point of view, we really went for it with the costumes at the beginning, where everything was really steampunk and big long skirts and really quite a nice one to design.
How much did that come from you, or how much from friends?
Actually, a lot of it came from me, because when we were in Cornwall, it all started with Labyrinth, and then the development of Bianco. So we went back the following year, and I'd come across this lady, Vintage Annie, who had a big store of costumes and clothes and vintage stuff. And I sort of said to Forenza, I found she's got some amazing stuff. Shall I just go for it? And she said, just go for it. So I went down there and I had a budget and I just bought, you know, all the things that I thought were really quite special. And we had a big dress-up session, and Forenza, you know, was in an absolute element of dressing everybody up. And it just filled this cabin with costumes of all different kinds of coats and long skirts and hats and wigs. And, yeah, it was a really nice process to go through, and that's kind of where Bianco was... what came from, really.
So how's that as a feeling when you can actually go, I think that's quite a big influence I've now had on the kind of the whole look of the show and the whole result?
I think as well, because I've worked with Forenza for so long, I think that was a result of us working together and being in sync with what, you know, what we think will work as a team. And that was really nice to feel part of that decision, because quite often she doesn't know what she wants. She has to see it, so I have to visualise in my head what it is that she thinks she wants to see. And I'll come in and I'll go, what do you think about this? And she'll either say yes or no. And yeah, that year it was just spot on. We do a lot of visual stuff, you know, back and forth. So she'll send me images, I'll send her images, and we do that for quite a lot of the time as well, and make mood boards of you know, design ideas of what we think the show should look like. But yeah, it was a really strong look that came out of that. And then this year, she was kind of like, no, I want everything Prada. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to do Prada. Because the problem with that is it's just so contemporary that it's almost, I don't know, not really, in my eyes, I didn't think it was a strong enough look for the show. After having such a strong look and it being, you know, Bianco of these really unusual characters that come through to then put them in sort of little skirts and little jackets and tops that were kind of... she wanted to take everything really contemporary, which, you know, is good in some ways in the ensemble stuff, like the rope stuff is all very contemporary. But the actual characters, I kind of feel, because it's always been like that, I found it hard to let go.
Yeah.